little sympathy for the devil action on a Thank God It's Monday Morning. Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. It is 15 minutes after 9 o'clock. I've got Mark Eichhorst in the studio. We're going to be talking with him momentarily on his roving report on the big Soul Burner 5K walk and run on Saturday. And you never know the curveballs that are going to be thrown to you, ladies and gentlemen. I got to MC that event on a very chilly Lake Michigan shore day in Kenosha at the Kenosha Public Museum. And then this morning, I had to be shuttled to your radio friend. The Road Warrior is getting worked on today. And so Sweet Lou Turner was going to pick me up and take me to the station on his way to this quality broadcast facility. But Lou found out, speaking of curveballs, that his wife's car needed to be worked on today. So he had to drop her car off at the mechanics and get shuttled himself. So want to give a shout out to Roger for taking us. He had, well, let's just say the Death Star on his radio. So, well, it's at 620, the frequency. And I suggested that he might want to listen to a good radio station. And then he turned on satellite radio instead. Well, we are just 24 hours away, less than 24 hours away, until Indiana goes to the polls tomorrow for their primary. And Ted Cruz is on life support. And you know you're on life support, ladies and gentlemen, when the governor of the state, if you'll recall, Governor Scott Walker endorsed Ted Cruz in a very positive way before our primary a few weeks ago. But here is how Governor Mike Pence, the governor of the great state of Indiana, the Hoosier state, endorsed Ted Cruz on the radio the other day.
I like and respect all three of the Republican candidates in the field. I particularly want to commend Donald Trump, who I think has given voice to the frustration of millions of working Americans with a lack of progress in Washington, D.C. And I'm also particularly grateful that Donald Trump has taken a strong stand for Hoosier jobs. When we saw jobs in the carrier company abruptly announced leaving Indiana, not for another state, but for Mexico, I'm grateful. I've come to my decision about who I'm supporting, and I'm not against anybody, but I will be voting for Ted Cruz.
That is not what you call a full-throated endorsement, ladies and gentlemen. And here is how the front-runner of the Republican nomination, Donald Trump, responded to Mike Pence's endorsement of Ted Cruz in Indiana. I'll have it here first for you in a second.
Leaving Indiana, not for another state, but for Mexico.
All right, this is the end of Pence again.
I've come to my decision.
It's quality radio, Mark.
And I'm not against anybody, but I will be voting for Ted Cruz.
All right, here's Donald Trump.
Look, I have Bobby Knight's endorsement. We go around. In fact, I'm going right now after this show. I'm going to Indiana. We're going to have Bobby Knight. We're going to have other people that are unbelievable. And by the way, if you really take a look at Mike Pence, I think he gave me more of an endorsement than he gave Cruz. He started off with Donald Trump and what a great job he's done. And I mean, look, his donors and special interests obviously made him give an endorsement. But you know, Chris, because you've covered it, most people think it was more of an endorsement for me than it was for Cruz. It was the weakest endorsement anyone has seen.
That's hard to argue right there. That was Donald Trump on Fox News Sunday yesterday talking to Chris Wallace. And people are jumping off the cruise ship like the rats on the Titanic because it's over. And now you're hearing Republicans like Marco Rubio, like John Huntsman, the former governor of Utah, who ran for the presidency in 2012 and had no traction at all. They're getting in Donald Trump's court. People want to be around winners. People are not attracted to desperation. People are attracted to confidence. Confidence is irresistible, ladies and gentlemen. And even though I believe, and you've heard me say it before, that Donald Trump emotes a faux confidence, at least he's trying out there. And people want to be with the winner. So you are seeing the Republicans starting to coalesce behind Donald Trump because he is going to be their nominee. And this whole strategy of Ted Cruz, which was to have this deal, they called it collusion. It really wasn't collusion because it was out in the open for everybody to see with John Kasich, where Kasich would leave Indiana and Cruz would leave New Mexico and Oregon for Kasich. People don't like being disrespected. And Ted Cruz, in an appearance yesterday, is making this now a religious issue, a holy war. And he said the good people of Indiana will not support evil. Evil. He's calling Donald Trump evil. He's toast, Ted Cruz. And I told you, beautiful humans, that Ted Cruz would never be the nominee, he would never be president, because he used, as an expletive, the term Jiminy Crickets. You cannot use the term Jiminy Crickets as a pejorative in 2016 and expect to be taken seriously. If you want to be taken seriously in 2016, you talk like Donald Trump. You talk like Joe Biden. You talk like, frankly, Barack Obama. Even George W. Bush, in his campaign in 2000, called to Dick Cheney. He called Adam Kleiman, who was a reporter for the New York Times, a major league a-hole. That's the kind of talk people relate. That's how real people talk. Now, I know a lot of you people don't like using swear words, but there's been some studies now that people that use profanity more often actually have a larger vocabulary. And Ted Cruz, not only did he use Jiminy Crickets, but in Indiana. Indiana may be the largest basketball state in the country, right up there with Kentucky. And he called a basketball hoop the other day. He was at the gym where the movie Hoosiers was filmed. And he called a basketball rim or a hoop a ring. A ring. That is, I forget what John Kerry called. I think John Kerry called Lambeau Field Lambeau Stadium. He messed it up big time when he was in Green Bay. You can't do stuff like that and be taken seriously. Not by this electorate. People always vote for the person that they want to watch on TV for the next 4 years or the person they'd like to go out and have a beer with. That is not Ted Cruz. That was not John Kerry. That was not Mitt Romney. And so here we are. And I think it's going to be a lot closer than this NBC Wall Street Journal poll that came out yesterday that shows Trump 15 points ahead of Ted Cruz in Indiana. But this last-ditch effort, this collusion with John Kasich and naming Carly Fiorina as his running mate, he has absolutely no path to the nomination at all, mathematically. And he names Carly Fiorina as his running mate. That smacks of desperation, and people do not respect desperation. A man that is never desperate is now in studio with us. He is known as Mr. Racine, Mr. Mark Eichhorst. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Always blessed.
Yeah, I know you are. So we go out to the Soul Burner Run for the American Cancer Society.
By the way, that, just so people know, I had some people ask me about this weekend. That's Soul, S-O-L-E, as in the bottom of your shoe, Soul.
Yeah, because you run a 5K or you walk right. a 5K, and your souls would be burning.
Right.
Soul Burner. They do these all over the country.
Yes.
And it's a major fundraiser for the American Cancer Society, which we were honored to be part of. And so we go out there. There was no soul burning on Saturday. It was too cold.
Exactly.
It was like in the low 40s with gale force winds coming out of the lake. I was never so cold in my life.
You know,
I wasn't ready for it.
I always go by the psalm that says, this is the day the Lord has created, let us rejoice in it. But it's getting hard to do that more and more. I mean, Saturday, is I can't agree with you more. It was very, very cold, very raw down there, damp. At least it wasn't raining. And then yesterday we had the damp, misty day, and it was again cold and wet and miserable. I think we're finally getting some good weather this week.
It's gorgeous out there right now. But by the way, that was not the day that it was not today that was talking about. It was the day of the Lord, the day of the execution. That was a prophecy, by the way. Just as an aside, you learn something every day on this radio show, don't you, Mark?
Not necessarily.
Well, something. I'm sure. Just what a fool your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host can be. You can learn that fresh every day. So we go out there. And it is colder than a witch's elbow. And I should have brought a knit hat, at least. I had my scarf, so I wrapped my scarf around my head. I looked like a sheik with NHL Stanley Cup playoff beer. By the way, my Lightning won Saturday.
Yes, they did.
And that was awesome. And so I'm doing my MC thing. Lou Turner's broadcasting from there. And I get up there, and these two nice students from Reuther High School are getting ready to sing what I think is the national anthem. We're getting ready for the event to start. And it was right on my script. So-and-so, please welcome to honor. I go like this. I put on my public address announcer voice, and I go, ladies and gentlemen, to honor America, please join so-and-so in the singing of our national anthem. And the kids looked at me like I had lost my mind, and they said, we're not singing the national anthem. I said, you're not? It says, right. This is all on microphone.
Yes,
and,
it was.
And we're singing Blackbird by the Beatles. And so I said, all right, we're with a rendition of Blackbird. So they sing Blackbird, and you could see, now they were great, the kids, but you could see the disappointment amongst the runners and the participants that you're not going to start this major sporting event, if you will, with the national anthem. So flexibility is the key word in broadcasting, you know. So I broke out the national anthem.
Yes, you did, and you did. I mean, you really impressed me. First of all, your voice is pretty good for singing, but to sing the national anthem with that little notice, it's not an easy song to sing, and you did it a cappella. You did a great job, and I think the people there really appreciated
people it. People actually came up to me and thanked me for doing it. And there was a flag right in front of the Kenosha Public Museum that was pretty cool to have flying right there. And, I did my best Jim Cornelius impression from the Blackhawks.
It wasn't quite – who was the guy that used to sing the national anthem for the Blackhawks that I liked?
Jim Cornelius does it.
But before him, Wayne Messmer.
Wayne Messmer does it for the Cubs all the time still.
Yeah, but
– it wasn't as good as Wayne Messmer's?
Not quite. I'm going to tell you, I was very, very impressed, and I told you so. You did a great job.
Well, the thing when you sing the national anthem, and Leomani Segura, of course, the 8-year-old phenom from Racine, mm-hmm. does it all over the place. You don't want to mess up the words. You mess up the words, it's not pretty.
And that's happened to a lot of people.
Yeah. It's not an easy song.
No.
But it's within my range. I can't sing worth a darn. But I can sing camp songs because being the old camp director. And that definitely falls within the range of a camp song. So you were at doing your roving reporting duties. And we had some really great runners out there, some very accomplished runners. And you had a chance to talk to not only the winner, but some of the other folks that participated, including the organizer.
Well, first of all, I talked with Miranda Knutson, who, if you listen to this show on a regular basis, Glenn and I interviewed a few weeks back. And she's the events director for the American Cancer Society. And the first thing I asked her was how sign-up was going for this event.
Sign-up's going well. We're seeing a lot of people coming in, even this morning, just registering the day of, which is promising, braving the cold with us, which is always nice to have. And we're expecting just over 200 people today.
Well, again, the weather, not perfect, no. A little bit on the cool side, but it seems like everybody's got some warm hearts and ready to do a great run for the American Cancer Society.
Absolutely. That is one of the things I love the most about this event is I don't think there's been a year where we've ever had warm weather, and it's always a little bit windy being down by the water. So, but people come, they're bundled up, they're ready to have fun, and I know for sure there's going to be a little bit of a dance party at some point later on to kind of warm up, and it's always a good time watching everyone have fun.
Events like this always help the American Cancer Society, and it seems like cancer has been around forever. I think one of the reasons events like this are successful is because everybody knows somebody that's been impacted by cancer. What kind of progression is the American Cancer Society making in fighting this disease?
Wow, that is a big question. We are making huge strides and major progress in the fight against cancer of all kind. Most of our research or our dollars raised through these events goes right to our researchers, many of them who stay very local here in Wisconsin. We fund several researchers at UW and then the surrounding states. In Minnesota, we have several researchers as well at the University of Minnesota. And we're making huge strides as far as treatments, having new clinical trials, ways to make at least the process of, battling cancer a little easier on our bodies as we're, making our way towards that cure that someday we hope to find.
Do you have goals for today?
Today, we're hoping to raise in the neighborhood of $20,000 to $25,000, and we're projecting that we're going to get there. I think we need a few of those warm hearts to open up their pockets and hand out a couple extra donations today, and every dollar counts in making those progresses.
Well, congratulations on the job. Well done today.
Thank you.
It's a great event, and thank you for being a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for being here.
All right, we will have the rest of Mark Eichhorst's report from the Kenosha Soul Burner event and State Representative David Craig on the other side of the Great Tom Carco's News, which is next on WRJN.
Personal Touch by Julie Florists remind you that Mother's Day is coming up fast. The staff at Personal Touch have the perfect flowers and gifts for her, from roses in her favorite colors to garden favorites like